This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
What do adult children owe their aging parents?
Historically, families in the United States have taken care of their own. Children were raised in extended families, and as the elders aged, the younger members cared for the now less functional elders.
But today, families are scattered across long distances, and strangers sometimes care for children. Still, the parents retain ultimate authority and responsibility for their children.
Sometimes, though, children become wards of the state. When that happens, the state works to place the children in another permanent family because no one wants a child to be the ward of the state. So parallel reasoning requires us to view it as ethically abhorrent when elders become wards of the state. In this view, it's required that living adult children care for their aging parents.
Well, there is a relevant disanalogy between care of children and care of parents. Parents choose to raise a child. Children don't choose whether or not to have aging parents to care for. And parents, unlike children, have the responsibility to prepare for the time that they can't care for themselves.
Of course people should prepare for the time that they can't care for themselves, but what if they don't? Or what if they don't succeed in their plans? Who should be responsible for them then? Adult children or the state?
This is one issue where there is no clear right or wrong answer, but what is ethically required is that all adults in a family, parents and adult children alike, tackle the question directly and with sensitivity to everyone's needs.
What do you care? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is co-produced by the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.